Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back on ESPN 97.5, 713-780-3776. Call back in if you, there were a couple of calls up there. We took a break, but if you want to get in, come on, 713, we'll get you in on this segment. Why did 91 guys opt out of the NBA draft?
And go back to college?
Well,
first of all, there's only 60 spots.
But 90, more than half of the 156 in the pool.
Well, they're allowing for the opt out.
Do
this
you
year.
Think is
there's talk about the NFL doing it too? I mean, not from the NFL. Out. Yeah, there's talk.
But
about,
what about this? I mean, what about this NBA season? Now, I could see not wanting to go to the NFL until you find out whether or not. You know, but the NBA is alive and fine and doing, you know what, zero tests. And I mean,
I'm not sure. Maybe they have some concerns about what the next season will be, because the NBA, despite some of the stuff we've heard about a potential bubble month in, month out, whatever it might be, there is no clear there's no clear plan in place yet, at least not publicly. So maybe the players aren't quite sure what their status will be. I don't know, but if you're drafted and if you're good enough to get drafted, those contracts and that money starts coming in no matter whether you're playing or not, right? At least you'll get your signing bonus, so I'm not sure. Yeah. I'm not sure.
I don't know. They feel like there's going to be less, that you're going to get less money if you go in this year as opposed to waiting for another year?
I don't know how draft slots would work considering the maybe financial impact. I'm not sure if that's even something to be considered right now.
The thought is Anthony Edwards is going to be the number one overall pick, a Georgia forward. LaMelo Ball second. Obi Toppin is down. James Wiseman, pick five. Well, this is a projection. You never know how it's going to work out. But Obi Toppin, the player of the year. And then a bunch of guys you just don't even know.
We would have heard about them if there was a tournament. Because, I mean, particularly in this area, we're not locked in on college basketball, and then there was no tournament to find out about these guys.
Absolutely. All right, The Rock is calling the show. This you said. Hey, let's see if we can't get The Rock in here.
The Rock is here?
My new boss, along with Danny Garcia. Yeah. My new boss is The Rock here on ESPN 97.5. Hey, Rock.
Finally, The Rock has brought back the XFL.
Man.
That's right.
Rock.
The Rock brought back Jumanji. The Rock brought back Baywatch. He brought back Rampage. And now he's brought back the most electrifying league in sports entertainment today, the XFL.
Can I ask you a question, The Rock? when are you bringing back San Andreas 2? Because San Andreas 1, pretty good. Alexander Daddario's in that, so that's always a plus. Mm-hmm. When are you bringing back San Andreas 2?
I've been on a lot of calls this week. Who is this?
My name's Dell. I work
it
here.
It doesn't matter what your name is. I'm here to talk about the XFL. I'm here. I brought it back. And you guys spend one or two segments talking about it. I love Houston. I remember WrestleMania 17, 67,000 in the Astrodome, and millions watching from home. And now I brought it back, the city of champions.
You did,
the
Rock.
Astros.
Way to go, Rock.
The Rockets. That's right.
Are you a Rock, are you a Rockets fan, Rock?
I am a Rockets fan, yes. Russell Westbrook, Harden, I am a fan.
Do you know?
But I am the biggest fan of the Roughnecks.
Huh. Wow, he already knows.
Rock, if you were on a call in L.A., would you be a fan of the Clippers and the Lakers as well?
Absolutely.
Yeah,
that's
what I thought. He's a good marketing guy.
That's the wrestling move.
That's right.
And we're here, Sacramento!
I'm the people's champion, and I saved the XFL. You're welcome. All I have to say, we will have a bubble. The SmackDown Hotel and all the Attitude Era wrestlers will be back. If you try to leave,
nice.
Mankind will give you Mr. Socko, or you might get a stunner from the Texas Rattlesnake. So we're going to do it right.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a lot of and yes.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a different kind of league.
Everyone come out.
I wanted to introduce – do you want to know what my name is? Rock, do you know me?
Yes,
I know
I do.
I know you know him. My name is Lance Zerline. Oh, okay. It matters. Okay. Then I guess
it matters.
My name matters.
Yeah, you set him up.
Your name didn't.
I set him up.
I tried everything I could.
Yeah, to set him up,
Rock,
and he wouldn't
yeah,
do it.
Yeah, and then the yeah. Rock.
You know how big of a I guess how big of a nerd the Rock is. The one who called in.
What? Not the one who called in. This is the Rock.
This
no.
is the Rock.
I said the one who called in.
Yeah.
He knew WrestleMania
this
17 was in Houston.
Yeah, he was there.
He was the front line. Him and the Texas Rattlesnake were the headliners for that event.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it did have just over 67,000 people
mm-hmm.
in the building.
Yeah, of course he'd know that. He knows the gate. He's
yes.
the Rock.
Why? Do you get a piece of the gate, the Rock?
I get a piece of everything. I'm coming for your league, too.
What's my league?
We're gonna run the show.
Premier League. Mm-hmm. Your league is the championship, Dell. He's coming for the championship.
The promotion finals today. Go Fulham.
He's coming for the ACC.
Oh, you got your big shot.
Yeah. Ooh.
Rock, right, listen, Rock. Thank you, The Rock, for giving us the call.
I'm looking forward to working for you, Rock.
So,
I'll leave y'all with this. When all the dust has settled and the smoke has cleared, The Rock will be on that podium crowning the new XFL champion. The Renegade! If you smell!
Oh no!
It's a heel turn!
It's a heel turn!
Oh my gosh! Heel turn!
You're the worst.
The
Rock.
Hell just happened?
I don't
want
to work for him anymore.
My God! Rock just came out and heel turned the Roughneck. Son of a bitch, Rock! Oh my gosh!
He had us.
He had us.
He had me.
The Renegades.
You thought he was saying Roughnecks, and then he renegaded.
And he renegaded.
I'm guessing that good thing we had Rock on our call there. Now he's got we only had him booked for a certain amount of time. Now
correct.
I'm sure
he's good.
The next one, he'll go to Dallas, and he'll roughneck.
Right. Then he's got St. Louis, L.A., New York.
Yeah. I was under the impression he didn't even own that name anymore. Vince let him have the name?
The XFL?
Well,
they bought the league. What do you mean?
The Rock.
Oh.
Oh,
that's Vince's.
I don't know. Everything says Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think so. Did The Rock just stomp all over Vince? It's a copyright?
Oh, really? Who are you liking that one? The Rock or Vince?
Well, wait a
minute. Who's got the lawyers?
Huh?
Who's got the lawyers?
I think Dwayne Johnson calls himself Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
And then, but people who write, like, oh, The Rock just bought XFL. Nothing Vince can do about that.
No. All right. 811 ESPN 97.5. Thanks, Rock. Did anybody else have Rock on morning? No.
No.
And we did.
I don't know if you know this. It doesn't matter what my name is.
Yeah, I mean, he was right there. And then when I did everything I could to set him up,
he just let me say,
Lance Zerline.
I don't think The Rock likes being set up. Either he wants to do it in a shock fashion, or he's not going to do it at all.
That's pretty good. Rock did heel turn us. That was unfortunate at the end there because I thought he was going to say Roughnecks because he fooled us with it earlier. I want to tell you somebody who simply will not be fooled. So your eyes, when you go to a website, can fool you. I love Thai Gourmet, this Thai restaurant. Love it. Their website is from about 1982, and they didn't even have the internet then. That's what their website. I got to get my – and their business is always booming. They're to-go, they're takeout. They're probably booming right now, even during pandemic. But I got to get them hooked up with SiteJab because SiteJab is the company who has been in Houston for 2 decades. They custom build websites for you, and they can, and look, you may have an idea of what you want on your website. So they're more than happy to work with you and work through you. But what you need to understand is when it comes to web design, they are the professionals. They customize the sites within 3 to 6 weeks, and they can build a site that is geared towards getting the eyes that are on your site to give them the information they need and to really start to pull and tug them towards a direction of doing business with you. And that's what you want to do. You want to convert those eyes into leads. And if you want to see some of their website transformations, which I think is fantastic, go to webdesign at sitejab.com, 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 and you can see what the websites look like before and what the websites look like now and get a real sense for how they can start to turn your small to medium-sized business into a more profitable entity. And yes, e-commerce can be worked into your site. It's sitejab.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here to hang with us on the show. You're more than welcome to do that.
Did you guys see the story out of LA from this morning, last night, this morning? it's just not great for the whole trying not to have COVID thing. At least three people were critically wounded after shots were fired at a large party at a mansion in the upscale hillside neighborhood of Beverly Crest in the early morning hours Tuesday. The shooting occurred 12:47 a.m. at a home in the 13200 block West Mulholland Drive. In a video posted by one party goer to Instagram, about 20 gunshots could be heard. 20 gunshots. There appeared to be two rounds of gunfire. Following the second, there were chaos as people tried to run to safety. All three were rushed to local hospitals, where two were in critical condition and a third was in grave condition. The L.A. Fire Department reports a man in his 30s and a woman in her 40s were among the victims. A fourth person suffered a non-firearm-related injury while fleeing, trampled or fell down, whatever. The circumstances that led to the shooting were not confirmed. Now, there's pictures of, this is at a party, and there's pictures from this party. News cameras captured a skirmish outside the home following the shooting. So this is a big brouhaha. Here's what happened. Kenny D. Leggett, who identified himself to CBS LA as the head of security for the party, alleged it was being thrown to celebrate a player recently getting drafted to an NFL team, but did not clarify the player or which team he was drafted to. "We have money," Leggett said. "We are people. This COVID, I mean, is just pushing us out everywhere, and we have nothing. So the only thing we have is Airbnbs to rent swimming pools for our kids, to do big things and things of that nature." On Monday night prior to the shooting, now, I'm not a big fan of going to Airbnbs just to get a swimming pool, but maybe that's, and definitely not this Airbnb, because whatever this Airbnb was, John, you see, have you seen it? Do you see a picture of it?
No.
Yeah. This Airbnb, that one's going to be somewhat expensive.
That's an Airbnb?
Yeah, for the party, and you can see party goers there. That's at the Looks early like- stages. Buses were shipped in.
Now, how, you got to tell people what? How big is the house? It's.
I mean, I'm guessing over 30,000 square feet.
Yeah,
is that wrong?
Well, no more.
I don't even know what.
I would think even more.
I can't even begin to say it. It's probably got to be about 20
bedrooms.
20 bedrooms, yeah. And so, can you imagine Wendy decorating a 20 bedroom house?
Oh my God!
I didn't mean to give you. Are you okay? I didn't mean to give you.
What?
I just want to throw it out there.
Don't we have enough of that going on?
To see how you responded. The company that so there's complaints from the neighbors about noise and the size of the crowd. LA's got a very strict policy about gatherings of people. They found that there's about 200 people at this party.
So that seems like it's not COVID safe.
It's not really super COVID safe. The company that manages the short-term rental property, which means Airbnb, when you hear short-term rental property, Monday, they're like, this is the first that we're hearing of this party. The company added that it had advised the renters that the party was a serious violation of the rental agreement and further asked them to vacate the home. While large gatherings are prohibited in LA County due to ongoing coronavirus, dozens of people could be seen from overhead at the party with very few face masks. and practicing social distancing. I mean, this kind of stuff just goes on all the time. Just big parties where... And then it even says, despite the local health ordinance, LA police said its officers could not enter the premises to break up the party without a warrant. There were police on the scene for traffic and noise control. Leggett said the security team had been told to stay until 3 a.m. when the party was
expected. So this was a kid that got drafted?
Yeah, it doesn't say who, but he's taken a big chunk of his money. And
he got drafted in, what, May?
Yeah.
What? Just now having a party?
Yeah, he's having a party now, and he's throwing a lot of his money, obviously, at this rental property.
Well, it seems like a good way to spend your money to me.
Yeah.
Okay? Get a gigantic mansion for the weekend and throw a huge party
during a pandemic
where people are going to get shot.
And 200 rounds of gunfire.
It seems like a great idea.
That's not my...
Maybe it didn't work out quite how he thought.
Look, the draft was April 25th. It takes time, the last day of the draft. It takes time to plan a party.
Yeah.
So waiting until August...
200 people illegally gathered.
Yeah, waiting until like August 3rd to do it makes sense to me a little bit. Now that COVID is completely done for, it's safe to have a party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, COVID's over in L.A. especially.
You know, we got to talk about the talent of your partner. Not your life partner, Wendy, but your radio partner,
okay.
Lance.
Yeah.
We know he loves COVID porn.
Right? I don't love COVID porn. I hate it. I wish people would stop doing it.
You like talking about COVID.
It gets in my head.
You love talking about COVID and deaths.
You're a huge fan of COVID porn. So he included a shooting involved COVID porn party.
Right.
So that's the type of guy he is.
Yeah.
Well, no,
was he more scared of? The shootings? Or how many people were gathered and spreading COVID?
I think it's pretty clear how many people were gathered. I think it's pretty clear.
Yeah, I'm not really... The shooting thing is... The two things that stood out to me were there's already a party, like people... Oh, my gosh. There's not a whole lot of face coverings there.
See?
You're right. But it's like people just like, okay, the rules are for you. It's not for us. Like, or the rules are for these people. They're not for this house.
Well, what about the rules of shooting people? How are those rules?
That should be universal. Well,
What do they do?
Be
do
allowed
they provoke
to
them?
Shoot people.
You're not asking the right questions. I don't know what that person did to get shot.
That is true.
Yeah, we don't know.
Well, those people did to get shot.
Yeah, you just assume those the person people. Who
there was
opened
three
fire.
Shootings.
You can't say those people.
Once again,
three people got shot. Those racist. Are the shooties.
Once again, you assume the people who got shot at a party didn't bring it upon themselves.
Yeah. I just don't think
right.
you know that.
They no. should be getting shot at a party.
What did they say?
Was it a party of nine people?
Maybe.
6 feet away?
Maybe they coughed in the man's face and he said,
ooh.
Oh, you trying to give me COVID?
Watch this. How's this?
Oh, speaking of that, did you see, I don't know which league it is. Maybe it'll be across all leagues, that if you cough intentionally, they'll give you a red card.
You get a red card for
coughing?
You're
out.
If they can prove you coughed intentionally, they'll give you a red card.
How can they prove you coughed intentionally?
You know, the ref's like, look, I got to judge penalty kicks. I got to judge intent.
Now I got to judge
if a guy coughed on purpose.
What?
That's a rule now. Oh, but back to your buddy.
But wait, a red card?
A potential red or yellow. You can get either one.
So I got to get kicked out of the game for just coughing?
You coughed on purpose, intentionally.
Shouldn't I get kicked out of the league or tested or something? Or what?
Look, baby steps, John.
Okay.
But Lance, do we have more information about why those people got shot? Did they bring it up?
No, they don't have, did they deserve to get shot update? Just as of yet. I don't feel like 22 rounds of gunfire at a party is ever good. Definitely not good at a, hey, I just got drafted party. Like, I just got drafted. Bang, bang, bang. Like, I know something happened there. But the number one, there's two takeaways. My two takeaways is, A, stop having parties during COVID where 200 people, and they're showing video. Like, I hadn't seen a video. Holy crap. If you got a house that's 30,000 square feet, you don't have to be this close.
Yeah.
200 people don't need to be this close.
All 200 people could have their own room.
The second thing is, it was Airbnb. Like, that's the main takeaway for me where I'm like, oh, I got to read this. The short-term rental company said, I'm like, wait a minute. This was an Airbnb. You can Airbnb places like this.
A mansion. No, this is a mansion.
It's a mansion. Sean.
When you're planning to let out 22 rounds of gunfire, you don't want to do it at your own house.
Right.
You rent a place. So.
Yeah, no, you don't. No.
Do you think the guy who rented it started shooting it up?
No.
Do you
I
know
thought
that
he was.
You're going to lose.
I thought he was
huge,
drafted.
Once again,
somebody's catching a
lawsuit. I need more information because the guy who. Maybe it's not the guy who drafted, maybe it's agent who rented it for him and he said, you know what? We're going to let out some gunfire and see what happens.
So, If I'm an if the NFL right now, I want to know which draft pick rented this Airbnb for his party.
Yeah, well,
seems like he's a bad decision maker.
Was it a first round pick?
I don't have it.
Well, I hope it was. I hope a fourth rounder ain't renting that because all his money is gone.
Do we know where Joe Burrow was?
Oh. Joe Burrow. You think it could have been Joe Burrow?
Well, someone had to have a lot of money to do it. And who has the most money as far as draft picks are concerned?
It could be Chase Young.
Well,
but it's in L.A.
And yeah.
So it's either a player based
seems
in...
Seems like immediately racist.
Yeah. Oh, Chase Young had to do it.
What? With one and two money. It's one and two money. Anyway, it didn't have a Joe Burrow party feel to it based on what I saw at Joe's house. Trust me, go look at the video and then come back to me and tell me if you think Joe Burrow's party. I saw his draft party.
That's his parents'
mom,
house.
Hey, Dad, just sitting here with Mom and Dad at the draft.
That's his parents' house. You saw Joe after winning a national title.
Maybe
Joe was smoking a cigar.
Maybe it was turnt after the party. I don't know.
When we found out Odell Beckham was handing out money, he was like, yeah I'll take that too.
We don't
know Joe's
Odell,
personality.
Thanks.
But can you imagine being the draft pick? You throw this party. It's your money that's paying for the Airbnb, people to be bussed in, because they had buses coming up and dropping people off because it's up in the hills. And then you're going to get sued by the Airbnb owner, or by Airbnb.
Your whole first contract's gone.
You are 100% going to be sued. There was gunfire at the place. I'm pretty sure that's going to be against the provisions. There is a good chance that a giant chunk of your first contract is going to be gone.
Or all of it.
Ooh. You know who's based in L.A. who would have that money as a draft pick?
Who?
Justin Herbert.
You think it was Justin Herbert?
L.A. Charging quarterback?
Well.
He's got the money for it, and he's based there.
Justin, did some of your Eugene, Oregon people just shoot this thing up?
See, I think Lance likes to make assumptions by what people look like. I can't judge what a Eugene, Oregon person would do when they got a lot of money in a party.
This is a true story. So, I've got a scout. This guy is a personnel director who's black. And he and I are good enough friends where he can be real with me about stuff. He goes, and so we're talking about Tua. We're talking about Joe Burrow. We're just talking about quarterbacks. And he goes, it's not Alonzo, by the way. And he says, this guy goes, look. I said, there's something about Joe Burrow that just, I don't know, I can't get a feel for it. I just really worry about him. Now, this is before the Senior Bowl. So it was kind of early, because actually I thought Justin Herbert had a good Senior Bowl and a good combine, to be honest with you. He goes, you want me to tell you what it is? I said, what is it? He goes, this is a Eugene. He said, you ever been to Eugene, Oregon? I said, one time to see a USC game when I was doing SEC.
You said Joe Burrow, but you're talking about Justin Herbert.
I mean, Justin Herbert. And I said, I went once when I did SEC guy, and that was just to the game and back. And he goes, okay, so Eugene, this kid is from Eugene, Oregon. He never played in any of the openings or the Nike camps or any of the thing where he would be around a different type of guy, different. And his words were, real dogs in the locker room, guys who are real alphas. Then he goes to Oregon, which is Eugene, Oregon. He's still in Eugene, Oregon, his home place. He said he's got the same kind of people around him, the same surroundings. He's got different guys in the locker room, but he still has his home base. He said there's not a bunch of wolves in the locker room that kind of where you got some guys are from Broward County. You got to learn to deal with different people who have different attitudes, different mindsets, just different dudes that are way different than you. So he said he's had everything the same. He's had no, and this is his words. He said he's had no real experience with the dogs that are out there that he's going to have to handle. He said, if he goes to the wrong team with the wrong guys in there, not that they're bad guys, but guys who are real alphas who you have to stand up to them and show that you're one of them. And when you got to get in guys' faces, he goes, he's not a get in your face guy. He said, I have no idea how he's going to handle an NFL. And when he told me this, this stayed with me throughout the draft. I couldn't shake it. He goes, I'm telling you right now. And he gave me an instance of a team that he used to be with and how rough the locker room was and how the quarterback, you would never guess this, but he was kind of a take no business. They didn't mess with this quarterback. Even though this quarterback was as lily white as they get, this quarterback would stand up and say, this is the way it is. And he's like, dude, I'm telling you right now, the first time Justin Herbert goes into a rough locker room, he's going to lose that locker room if he doesn't become a new guy. And I'm like... Oh, no. Now you've tainted my whole draft process on Justin Herbert.
Feel bad for Justin this season.
So why do you think that party happened?
He's like, look, that might have been their way.
You think I'm this way, but I'm really this way.
Maybe Justin's dad said, we got to toughen you up, son. We're going to have a rough party with gunshots.
Art says, can you imagine the party Walker Little's going to have next year?
Art.
When he gets drafted? Whoa. You know it's going to get crazy at River Oaks Country Club, son. The Houston Symphony going to be jamming.
It's not Walker Little, for those who don't know, went to, what, Kincaid or Episcopal?
No, Episcopal.
Episcopal.
He was on the show with us.
He is a Caucasian kid. He did go to Stanford.
Yeah.
We don't know what Walker Little's going to do. Okay, I don't know if the Symphony.
Which is closer to Walker Little, that or that?
Okay, Symphony.
All right, 8:30 ESPN 97.5.
Symphony at a draft party? That's, come on, Art.
Oh, look, the Nutcracker's on. That's what they'll be watching.
This will be nice.
And he'll be at the Houstonian. He probably won't be at River Oaks Country Club.
Yeah. I want to talk right now about everybody. We gotta. It's a new life we're living, and that's with masks on. And here's the thing about most people with masks is that, and this is a fact. Most people say, I can't breathe in them. Okay, the you want the most breathable mask that you can get, and yet. You want protection. And in this Boomer Natural mask, they have nano silver technology woven into the fabric. And nano silver technology can block those tiny drops and particles from getting to the nose and mouth. That's what we want. Otherwise, why are you wearing a mask if you don't have that protection? You also got the neck gaiters with the nano silver in it as well. It covers your neck and your face. You just pull it up, the bandit ones. Those are great as well. Another thing is Boomer donates one face cover for every order to nonprofits and charities, helping tens of thousands of Americans in need. And that is just awesome. So everyone that you buy, one goes to somebody that needs one. So you go to boomernaturals.com. If you're looking for that mask that you can actually wear, that you can breathe, that you feel good about, these have been tested, and just, I'm telling you, they are awesome. Go to boomernaturals.com, put in promo code Granato, get free shipping and handling when you spend at least $50 online at boomernaturals.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, it's 8:33 on ESPN 97.5. 713-780-3776.
Back to that story just for a second. John and I are both talking about the fact that now this is just coming out this morning. This happened 12:47 last night. And we don't know who the player is.
Sunday night, too.
All right, over under Dell on when the internet will have the player. I'm going to put it at 9:45 a.m.
I think it all depends on the status of the player. If it's a guy whose money can afford that type of thing, I think it happens before the end of the day. TMZ will have it.
TMZ's going to have it.
Well, either way, they want to know the name of the guy.
Yeah, certainly, but the internet itself won't dig as hard. I don't know. I feel like that's a lot of money to be spent on a draft party. I feel like we're going to find out it's a high-profile player, and I think it happens by the end of the day.
Every GM is going, oh, my God, is that our guy?
Well, they probably already know.
Or don't yet. And they're trying to find out, who is that? Well, is that our guy?
Don't they have security officials almost everywhere? Aren't they going to know if one of their players threw a giant-ass party just by tracking their social media?
Yeah, I don't know, but nobody's got it out yet. You would think TMZ would have the name already.
Me and John were just talking about every GM's like, oh, my God, this isn't our guy, right? They're calling their director of security. Hey, find out have you seen this video?
Well, aren't they already in camp?
And as soon as,
So it has to be an LA guy, right?
Right. I mean, it has to be, right? It's got to be an LA guy.
Told you it's Justin Herbert.
Hold on. Los Angeles. It could be a Raider, but Los Angeles.
Or a Ram.
Rams.
But they don't have any first round.
Hold on. Let me go through the draft here. Rams 2020 draft class, all nine. Now, it has to be a first or second rounder, right?
if you're talking, if I didn't see the building, but if you're talking, or the house, but if you're talking about a mansion, who, what second round, what third rounder's paying for that?
I'll just go rounds one through four. Round one through three. Here's the Rams. Cam Akers, Florida State. Van Jefferson. It ain't Van Jefferson 100%. Van Jefferson's dad is a wide receiver coach with the Jets. Van Jefferson's dad is a tough, like a tough-nosed dad type of dude. Van is a tough-nosed. I don't think it's Van Jefferson. You got Terrell Lewis.
From Alabama.
That's third-round money, though. That's an expensive party to be throwing for third-round money. And then I've already heard there's some concerns about him medically. But I don't think that's it. And then Terrell Burgess. Say it in Terrell Burgess from Utah. And you get to Bryson Hopkins. Now, let's go to Chargers draft. I think we have to put number one, Justin Herbert. Trying to toughen up his image.
He's got the money for it.
He's got the money for it. Maybe it's a Justin Herbert. Let's go with their second. Hold on, their second pick. Come on. Pull the picks up. Stop being so slow, Internet. Kenneth Murray, Oklahoma. I mean, can you... are you bussing up 200 people if you don't even live there? Is Kenneth Murray from Los Angeles?
I thought he was from Texas. I don't know.
That's what I thought.
Why would he go to OU if he's from Texas?
It happens all the time.
And then
Josh.
They did
Missouri City for Kenneth Murray.
Those are two first round picks. And then you got Josh Kelly, who's a fourth rounder from UCLA. Now there's a UCLA kid and a party in LA, but that's fourth round money.
But maybe he's got enough connects where that party doesn't cost him as much.
He transferred in from like Cal Davis.
So he's an LA guy or a Los or California guy at least.
Yep. And that's it. But I mean,
and it feels like
fourth round.
It'd be the fourth rounder who's spinning beyond his means, who would do something like this.
Who wants to really show out and have a big party?
Yeah, he's the guy from LA who got drafted.
Yeah, but I think this kid's personality is not like that. From what I recall, I think he's one of these guys who doesn't feel like I got to show out to you to show what I have. So I don't know, but every GM is going to be crapping his pants when this word comes out. Like, is there anyone who is not opted out but just hasn't shown up because he's hurt? Maybe an injury? I don't know. You can Airbnb places like that. The amount of money you must have.
Oh, my gosh. How much does that cost? In L.A., a mansion in L.A., what does that cost? Holy crap. No, it won't be long before we find out. I don't think there's any question. It won't be long at all. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here. But every GM is like, oh, my God, is that our guy?
No, I've heard the party was at Charlie Heck's place.
No.
Hashtag Texans. For those who don't know who Charlie Heck is. Art, your anti-whiteness is just such a problem on the show. You come after John's golf show and called it alt-right.
Well,
yeah, on a tweet earlier, he called it an alt-right
golf
show.
Apparently the word posse was used on the golf
show. Because the word posse was used.
The posse was not used on
the
show.
Now he's coming after Walker Little and the Houston Symphony, and now he's saying Charlie Heck is throwing a party in L.A.
Fourth-round pick money, Charlie Heck?
Yeah, was it fourth or fifth? Yeah, fourth-round pick money for the swing tackle, whose dad is an offensive line coach for the Chiefs, by the way, Andy Heck. I don't feel like a Texan.
I'm pretty sure that's not Charlie Heck. Okay? Let's not put that on Charlie
Heck.
Guys,
are y'all going to Charlie Heck?
Bill hears about this. Bill O'Brien hears about this. He could get cut. Thanks, Art.
Guess where Houston's? There's a new InsideHook.com has uniform rankings for all NFL teams. Where do you think the Texans
are? Last?
No,
17.
Middle, 17.
16.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
That's who they are.
They're literally... This would be an even funnier joke if it hasn't been the truth for how many years now, do you think? A decade that we've seen the Texans consistently... Anytime we look at a rank, what are the Texans ranking passing yards per completion? Oh, 14th. What are they in defense against the run, yards per carry? What are they? 17th. What do they rank in fan... attendance and there's blah, blah, blah. Oh, 15th. Everything we ever look up, the Texans are in the middle.
Right in the middle of the pack.
Everything we ever look up, the Texans are going to be between 12 and 18.
So, number one uniform in the league? Who you got?
I've already pulled up the list.
Okay, so you pull up the list. Number one.
I'm going to go to New Orleans.
I'm going to say number one. See, it depends on who's on the list. Because Seattle would be up there for people who like the Flash. I'm going to go with I'm going to go old school and say somebody says, oh, no, Chargers.
No, they're in the top five, but they're not number one. Think old school.
Raiders.
They are one.
And hey, that's who I wanted to say with old school is Raiders.
And think old school for number two.
Packers.
Washington Redskins. Washington football team.
No, the Packers are two, the Chargers are three. The Steelers are four, the Browns are five, and they've gone back to their traditional uni. So the top five, the only one.
What's the top five?
You got the Raiders, Packers, Chargers, Steelers, Browns. So the
Browns?
They went back to their old school stuff, if you haven't seen them. They went back old school. So out of the top five, the only one who's new age is the Chargers, and those are released this year.
People were hyped on Chargers.
And even the Chargers ones are kind of a throwback to what they were in the past. So really, they're all kind of, five of them are traditional, relatively speaking. And your Texans, as you mentioned, Lance, right at 16.
All right, I'm gonna try
right in the middle.
I'm gonna try to predict last. I'm gonna go with the New York
Giants.
No,
where are the Giants?
Jets?
Hold on, where are the Giants?
Oh, gotta bring it up. Scroll.
Worst uniform in the league.
I'm going.
It's gotta be the Giants.
The Giants are 10.
What? 10?
Yeah.
See, that's
this trash ass list out of here.
Why do you hate the Giants uniforms?
Oh my gosh. They might as well be Penn
State. How are the Saints not up there? They're cool.
They're not even in the top 10.
Honestly, I'd probably put the Texans in the bottom 10.
The Washington
I would put the Texans
Washington
near the bottom.
Washington has to be.
No,
the
Washington
bottom.
Football team is 12.
Well, actually, they've done some color scheme stuff.
Oh, how about the Bills?
They are actually higher than you think.
Really?
They are 7. Another old school uniform. It's a traditional. Closer to
Bengals. Jacksonville.
Bengals are low. Jacksonville, Bengals, and Titans.
Jacksonville is right under the Texans, 17.
What about Bengals?
Oh, by the way, your Saints are 18, John.
18th? Behind the Texans?
Yeah, the Bengals are 27th.
Yeah, that makes sense.
What about Jacks?
Jacksonville, 17.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Titans.
Where are your Dolphins?
Oh, they're right. They're right ahead of the Texans. 15.
Dolphins have to be low.
They're 15.
Patriots.
No, Patriots are going to be higher.
No, they're low. They got new ones, remember? And they're 24. Seahawks 23, Titans 22.
Where's Tampa? I don't think anybody likes the new Tampa uniforms.
They're 11. They went old school again.
They went old school. Well, they didn't go the creamsicle.
Well, they went to the uniforms where they had their most success.
They went to work done. Oh. They went to work done.
The work done era. Yeah.
Eagles.
Yeah.
They are right above Tampa at.
Well, 13. Who's last?
Well, you keep
Dallas?
Asking for other ones and no Dallas in the top 10. Of course, the Cowboys.
Yeah, I was going to say
Chiefs.
The last team is 32. The Cardinals.
Cardinals.
And right above them are the Falcons with their new uniforms.
Oh, people trashed the Falcons were okay.
And you asked about
it looks like the Texans uniform.
The Falcons?
Yeah, only just darker just a couple darker colors.
Color scheme matters a lot for like
Panthers got to be low.
You asked about the Chiefs are 30, the Jets are 29, the new Rams uniforms are 28, Broncos 26, Panthers 25, right behind the Patriots.
Yeah. This is all based
but
on
the taste. Giants suck.
I like the Giants uniform.
You do?
Yeah.
The gray pants?
Well, the white ones. When they wear the white ones, are pretty cool. Since they switched back in the early 2000s to their old school logo, I've actually been a fan of those. I like those. 49ers are 9, finishing out the top 10. The Bears are 8. 7 Bills, like I said, 6 Cowboys, 5 Browns. So pretty much the top 10 is all of the old-timey teams in their old-timey uniforms. And then the Chargers are newer, but even their color scheme is back to the Air Coryell, Dan Fouts days. So, yeah, if Inside Hook is a fan of traditional uniforms.
713-780-3776. You want to get in here? I got to talk about the Doc Linville. And, I mean, I just kind of feel like my hair is luscious now. I don't know. That's what I think. Me and Fred, we got us some hair now. And it's all because of Doc Linville. And love that dude. What that dude has done for me and what he will do for you. And he'll give you a free consultation. You can do it online. You can do it virtually as well. And here's the thing, though. You got to be balding. And it's not just, you know, thinning hair. Although he can help you with that as well. With the PRP, he will shoot blood and create hair growth for you. So if you are thinning and you want to try this, Doc can do that as well. But if you want to try the neo grafting, which I did, and I the process was simple. It was easy back at work. I did it on Friday, back at work on Monday. Fred did it on Friday, and he was at work on Friday. So it was, it's simple. It's not like it used to be. I was in the chair for about 4 hours. Fred was longer because he needed a hell of a lot more. But here's the deal is are you looking for hair? If you're sick of being bald, you're tired of that giant divot out of the back of your head, or you're balding from the front, call my guy or go to 975hair.com. That's 975hair.com.
You're listening to The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
I mean, the guys would be talking, but John's trying on a new Boomer Naturals mask.
F is what it is.
What you call it?
Oh, hi. I got my new nanotechnology, my Boomer Naturals mask on. You can't even tell I'm wearing a mask right now. Hop on the Twitch
so you can see it. Okay, Boomer Naturals. Go on Twitch. You can see John with his Boomer
Naturals. Oh, Boomer Technology. You don't. Nanotechnology. Do you have it? No, you're probably going to die.
You look like a Joe Biden fan now because that looks like the mask he wore the first time he wore one out in the public. John Granato, Boomer Naturals spokesman and noted Democrat. Fan of Joe Biden.
You see, I am a noted.
I mean, Joe Biden, when he first made his first public appearance with the mask on, he had that all black mask on.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's me. I'm a Biden guy.
Yeah, Boomer Naturals
hashtag
providing.
Team Biden.
Much like Team Jamel. Boomer Naturals providing us a mask. John has it on. So if you want to see what it looks like, go to. Go to ESPN975.com and click on the Twitch stream. You can find it right now.
Yeah, Boomer Naturals. That's right.
By the way, I think I found it. I think I found the house that they use for the party. I went to Beverly Crest to look at on Airbnb, and there are some creepy places. This says 420 Friendly Rockstar Paradise, and it's basically, hello, my name is Nick. I'd love to welcome you to the Rockstar Paradise. First thing first, this is a party palace ready for all your desires. Daytime, nighttime, after hours parties, vendor events, sip and paint, bachelor parties, mixtape release parties, fashion shows, and pop-up shop collaborations. This venue comes with two big speakers for music, four TVs, movie projectors, a dance stage, four VIP rooms, food, catering, lift service, bartenders, and a host. Like, this is...
How much?
This is different. This is $1,500. It comes to $1,940 for the night.
That's it?
They do have three exotic poles fixed into the stage for your dancing needs. And then they have the VIP rooms.
Wait a minute. It costs only $1,900 for the night?
For one night.
That doesn't...
You don't get to stay there. There's one bedroom. You don't get a...
Oh, it's just for a party.
Yeah, it's just for a party. You get to basically give them $2,000 for the party total.
Well, that's not that much. Have you ever rented a hall? It's not much at all.
Cheap. It's pretty cheap. They also have rooms here. It looks like a little bit of a sex dungeon. Okay. So if you're in... There's the stripper poles. They show the VIP rooms, which has like curtains around it. And look how it's lit. Like, this is a really...
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of a scary, like, here's a room that can easily be shut off so no one can get in. Like, no, that's not how you want to.
That is kind of how you want to.
Look at this. Here's some steps downstairs where you can get away from everyone.
Mm-hmm.
And creepy things can happen. But tell me if you think this is the place. This is $4,000 a night. And I'm thinking that this is the place. Okay? You tell me.
Yeah, that looks more like it.
This looks like the place.
$4,000 a night? Now that seems more.
Yeah.
That seems more like it.
For the night.
And $4,000 is still not ridiculous for an NFL draft pick that just signed a $4 million signing bonus. I mean, that's not ridiculous at all to have the party.
Is it ridiculous to have a party? It has two bathrooms in it?
Just two? That can't be the place then. That place had 30 bathrooms that you showed me.
25 high ceiling. Well, that's our guess. Maybe it's two that you can use. Maybe they don't want you using anything else.
They cut off the rest of the house?
Oh, reviews. Here's one, and it says from Justin. It's from last night, Dell. It's a review from Justin. It says, great place to have a party, but be careful of gunshots and dangerous things happening.
No.
No,
that's not what
it says. Perfect for social distancing unless 200 rounds get squeezed off and then we're all running through the same ass.
For those of you who don't know, that just joined us, there was a party in L.A. by an NFL draft pick.
We don't know who, though.
We don't know which draft pick. But 200 rounds were fired. People shot.
It was 200 rounds?
200 rounds.
That's what I said.
200 rounds.
No, I'm sorry. Not 200. 22.
It was 20 rounds.
It was 20.
200.
Yeah. Man, that's a lot of rounds.
Yeah. No, it was 20. It was 20.
Well, 20 is still a lot.
It is.
All right.
Not as much as 200.
Here's prominent NFL players who could be cut after training camp. Who do you think the Texans is?
After training camp? Prominent. Would you say this person is really prominent? Like it's a name that's, or is it just for us prominent?
Well,
because we're in Houston.
I think he's known, but
okay,
he's not. It's not JJ.
No. So how about Conley?
No.
Okay.
No, we've said it before. He's probably not going to make the team.
Oh, it's not.
This is probably pretty close. This is.
It's not Whitney.
The Kenny Stills?
No. Kiki.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I think Kenny Stills is going to have a hard time, too, potentially. There's been talk about him being traded, remember? So, I wouldn't. But the problem is, do you have a place for Kenny Stills? Like, is Kenny going to be happy being a forthright wide receiver? You have Will Fuller. Kenny Stills is still just going to be waiting until Will Fuller gets hurt because Randall Cobb's playing and Brandon Cooks is playing. Now, the odds of somebody getting hurt are actually pretty decent.
No, I don't think Kenny Stills will be here. You got to have depth.
He'll be
with
happy.
These guys, with Fuller and Cooks and Cobb, you got to have depth.
But that's actual cash money that you can save if you cut them.
Save for what?
That you don't have to pay.
Yeah, but you...
That goes back in the owner's pocket. That actually happens. Yeah, real money. That's
guess
not...
What?
Cap space. That's
guess
real
what,
cash.
Guess what Bill says? You'll pay that money, Cal, and you'll like it. I don't want to hear another word out of you.
That's a fair point.
And then Jack's like, power.
And then Jack's like, oh, take it easy. Take it easy. Oh, calm down, guys. We don't need to have any of this. And Cal's like, calm down. I'm just sitting here.
Yeah, I didn't really get upset. Yeah, if they cut Kenny Stills, dead cap will be no money.
No, there is no money. But how much is his salary this year?
6.9. Cap hit of 7.
They ain't paying $6.9 million for a fourth wide receiver. In no world do you do that. That's why Kenny Smith is...
Hey, Bill ain't worried
Stills
about Cal's money. We've seen that.
Hey, just pay it.
He paid
it's
for...
expensive to have good players. We gave up second round pick for him.
Surprisingly,
Chris Olsen's like standing outside the gates. I just wouldn't pay $6.9 million for a fourth receiver.
Get out of here, Chris. What is he doing here?
DeAndre Baker and Quentin Dunbar are on this list, surprisingly.
Well, yeah.
Oh, that's right. The armed robbery. They're probably going to get cut. Giovanni Bernard.
Yeah,
I feel like he's been around for 20 years.
I was shocked he made it last year. They drafted Rodney Anderson and they drafted Travion Williams from Texas A&M. Yeah. They drafted those two to go with Joe Mixon. How the hell? Now, granted, Rodney Anderson's had knee injuries like every year. But Travion was, healthy. I was shocked Giovanni made the team last year.
Yeah.
I don't see any way he can make it this year.
And honestly, what is it, years now?
Yeah, he's 28 years old, been in the league since 2013. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to be his eighth year. Peyton Barber from Tampa. Hakeem Butler.
Peyton Barber from Tampa?
Yeah.
Well, because they just added another running back.
Yeah.
Hakeem Butler, the Iowa State wide receiver.
Oh, Washington. Peyton Barber. He probably doesn't make Washington. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Ted Ginn.
Wait. Did you say Hakeem Butler?
Yeah.
Hakeem Butler.
Dude, that dude was so overrated. The internet, the Twitter scouts loved Hakeem Butler. Do you know Hakeem Butler had like 19 drops his senior year? It was terrible. Or his last year there. He had so many drops and Twitter scouts was like, this is the, and not just Twitter scouts, Brian Baldinger. Because he would have plays when the ball gets thrown down the field 40 yards. Well, the guy's like 6'5". Yeah. He's a nightmare if you're going one-on-one with him down the field. But that's not, you don't make NFL teams just by doing that. This isn't the Art Briles football where one guy goes as far down the field as he can and you throw it to him. You got to actually be able to, you know, get open, make contested catches, have decent hands.
But he didn't even play last year. He was injured the entire year.
Yeah. Well, you want to know why he was injured? He had an injury.
What is that? Why do you keep saying injury?
I know. I just said he had an injury.
Oh.
Shaquem Griffin might get, it looks like. Because they drafted Jordan Brooks.
They'll keep. Shaquem Griffin was always going to be a long shot. That was another one.
Well, he's a guy who can't get on the field, really.
Well, he's a good special teams player. They actually do bring him in on third downs to blitz. He'll make the team for sure. His Shaquem Griffin there. You're not cutting his brother unless he's a troublemaker. You're not cutting him. That's a good. It's good to have both of them there together as support systems. He's a good. He's a pretty good special teams player. But that was another one where is Shaquem Griffin going to get drafted in the first round? I was like, why? What? There were draft props. Shaquem Griffin, first round.
If you don't know why he is so prominent of a name, he is the UCF player who played, was the sack guy for them, who played with he only had one hand. Because
was conference player of the year.
Yeah, he was a really good college player. His brother, like you mentioned, with the Seahawks. But, yeah, that is his prominence.
He's limited, but he's a good blitzer. Like, I actually think Shaquem Griffin is going to be there for a while. I don't see him getting cut.
They got Jerick McKinnon. They got so many backs in San Francisco.
Yeah, but Mostert wants to get paid. Mm. Good luck getting a big contract in a Kyle Shanahan offense.
Nathan Peterman might get cut.
That's the prominent name. Interesting.
Ty Montgomery. Josh Rosen might get cut.
Well, yeah, what's he going to do? You have Tua.
I dreamt last night that Josh Rosen was throwing
that party
bombs. No, I honestly was dreaming about party. Josh Rosen.
Why are you dreaming about a third-string quarterback?
I have no idea.
You have the weirdest dream.
Votto.
Josh, and he was talking about, I saw the guy on field. I was like, what? Josh Rosen's got it going
on. Were you interviewing him and he was talking to you?
It was a Zoom at the Touchdown Club in Houston.
I don't know.
Josh Rosen. Hey
guys, we got Josh Rosen here. Going to talk to Josh Rosen this week at the Touchdown
Club. That's my favorite team, and I don't dream about Dolphins at all.
I don't know.
None of them.
Josh Rosen. I was dreaming about Josh. And sure enough, his name pops up here. Who else? Jordan Wilkins, running back from the Colts.
Boy, these are low-level
prominent names.
Prominent names.
Jordan Wilkins, yeah, it's going to be hard for
Kalen Ballage.
Oh, he's terrible.
Workout warrior.
He was terrible last year.
And
averaged like 3 yards a carry in college.
He was batting balls into defensive backs' hands and having a return for touchdowns. That's how bad he was.
But that was a guy who is body beautiful. Somebody's, I think his dad is a workout guy, too.
Actually, I'm not bitter because it didn't. I mean, we were trying to lose games, but he was atrocious. It was like, ugh. Why is he getting carries? Oh, we're trying to lose. Okay, that's why he's getting carries.
You still won games and you still got two.
You're not supposed to admit you're trying to lose games, Dell.
Fine, but it all worked out now, didn't it?
It sure did. 859 ESPN 97.5. You know what else works out? Your patio.
Texas, well, mine did, and that's something the kids always ask. Throughout, it's amazing because throughout the pandemic, it's just been, can we eat outside? Can we eat outside? Because the kids turn the TV on, and they watch whatever they're eating, and I decide yes or no based on what the food is, because I don't want them jacking up my furniture. But the Texas Custom Patio's actual patio that they built for them, it's an outdoor living space is what it is. Patio doesn't even do it justice. But it's an outdoor living space, and it's incredible. We've done s'mores. Now, this isn't a big s'mores weather fest that we have here in Texas typically, but we've done s'mores out there on the outdoor fire pit. They watch TV out there. They have dinner. We've had drinks out there. When the last time I had the guys come over, which was a while back, we did the cocktails and beer and steaks out there, and when the wife and kids were out of town. It's just a great spot to post up, watch your games, get away, and more people really understand that Texas Custom Patios is something that is a lifestyle change. To be able to have that outdoor space or that kitchen that they build there or the room addition, it adds value to your home, and it really beautifies your house and turns it into a home. It really does that. And with more people spending more time at home, they've been busier than ever, but they can work with you virtually and they get things done at an even more rapid pace now because they can show you through their CAD program right there through Zoom technology, the ability to show to you exactly what your space can look like with a brand new outdoor living space. Let their design team truly beautify your home, and you will be blown away by the results just like I was. Go to TexasCustomPatios.com and take a look at what they're building, and they can find something that looks exactly like your home and match work that they've done with work that you want done, so you can see what your home will look like. TexasCustomPatios.com.